With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will address the American people tonight about the Iran war.
This will be Trump's first nationwide address since this war started weeks earlier. That could see Trump offer more information or a broader view on what he plans to do. Just given the amount of verbal U-turns that we've seen from Trump in the war, it just remains unclear sort of what's going to happen next. And the rest of the world is watching and waiting to see what Trump might say.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton will anchor live coverage of President Trump's address to the nation tonight, beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern time on many of these same stations. President Trump declared birthright citizenship stupid after the Supreme Court wrapped up arguments in the case. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Trump, who wants to see the practice eliminated, repeated his opposition to it in a social media post. He posted from the White House, quote, "We are the only country in the world stupid enough to allow birthright citizenship." During the arguments, the justices cast doubt on Mr. Trump's bid to limit birthright citizenship. While the concept is relatively rare around the world, about three dozen countries guarantee citizenship to children born on their territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Artemis astronauts Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansen are on their way to the moon. They'll hurtle several thousand miles beyond the moon, hang a U-turn, and then come straight back. No circling around the moon, no stopping for a moonwalk, just a quick out and back lasting less than 10 days. NASA promises more boots in the gray lunar dust, but not before a couple of practice missions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 224 points, the NASDAQ rose 250, the S&P advanced 46. This is SRN News. A leading poll taker looks at America and its 250th birthday year.
The Pew Research Center is marking the country's big anniversary by compiling a vast data profile of how we have changed since the last big celebration, the bicentennial, 50 years ago. Pew reports that, amongst other things, quote, "The American family has witnessed substantial changes. Americans marry and have children at later ages than they once did, and fewer are doing these things at all. Also, a smaller share of children live with two married parents." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is suing the state of Minnesota and its school athletics governing body for allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The Justice Department says the Minnesota State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. That's the federal law barring sex discrimination in all educational programs that receive federal money. This is SRN News. U.S. Forest Service headquarters will be moving far from its longtime digs in Washington, D.C.
It's being relocated to Utah. The move winning praise from Republican lawmakers in western states while drawing criticism from environmental groups that see the move as an attempt to dismantle the agency. Federal officials say the change puts agency leaders closer to the lands they manage. The agency notes that most national forest land is in the West. About 260 Washington-based jobs are being relocated, while 130 will stay. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A judge has granted Luigi Mangione only a slight delay of his federal trial in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett agreed Wednesday to move the trial from September to October instead of next year. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.